Anytime you guys need something, you call me. I find coupons. I am a coupon queen.
You are a coupon queen.
Where do you find them?
I just find them. So when I talk to my phone, like when I know I'm going bra shopping, I always get coupons because my phone is listening to me. But I just look them up. And
what do you look up?
Like say Soma, for instance, because like I needed bras the other day. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Soma promos. And then so you just Google it and then you start getting emails for them from Soma directly.
An invitation from Mackenzie Ziegler.
Don't open
asking
it.
Asking questions.
What? Don't open it.
Yeah, that's not an email you want.
Delete. Oh, can you screenshot it just so I can?
I just deleted it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. That would have been good. No. Yeah, I just sat here yesterday and unsubscribed to about 100 different things. I'm like, unsubscribe. I don't even know if I actually unsubscribed, but I think I did.
Well, they say you did, right? Sometimes you scroll all the way down, you find the unsubscribe, and then next week you get another one. I'm like, damn. Right.
I can't get through all my emails. I'm like, I just cannot manage anymore. I have to unsubscribe to some of these things. Some of these things, I don't even know where they are, but I just have to get rid of them. But I would love like this. Okay. So everyone, thank you for joining us for Because Mom Says.
Oh my Lordy.
You came into a conversation where we were ranting. I know, hard to believe. Like, could you believe it?
Not us.
The reason we were talking about it is because I need new tires for my new car because I have Kenzie's car and it's a high performance tire and it's expensive. So Greg said, I'll get your tires, hon. He goes to Tire Rack. So anybody that needs tires, buy your tires in Tire Rack because
I never heard of Tire Rack.
I never heard of Tire Rack.
It's a LA thing.
No, because he gets them in Pittsburgh. So anytime, because Greg is a tire crazed person.
Tire Rack?
You go on Tire Rack, but he always calls. He loves to do, you know, he does the winter tires and the summer tires. So Tire Rack saves you a bundle of money. In Pittsburgh, they just ship them and they throw them outside our door, like our garage door. Greg opens up the car, sticks them in, and goes down to Flynn's Tires and they charge him $40 to put the tires on. And you save hundreds of dollars on tires.
Wow. That is such a great, that's like a coupon and awesome. All in itself.
So yesterday, I
never heard of Tire Rack.
Greg had someone actually put them on for me, but they needed a house. So I went up to Maddie's house in her driveway. The guy changed my tires while I was sitting in the sun with Maddie.
Nice.
In the front yard.
Nice.
That is awesome.
How long did it take them to do? I'm just curious.
40 minutes.
Oh my gosh. You'd sit at a dealer for hours waiting to get your tires changed. Oh,
yep.
Tire Rack.
So they deliver them to you.
Yeah. They didn't deliver them to me because I just had the guy put them on, but in Pittsburgh, like Greg just gets them delivered and throws them in the trunk and then goes down to 286 and you know that tire place.
Oh, that's crazy.
And they even took our old tires.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's nice. That's really helpful.
I like to find a deal.
Yeah, oh gosh. I always worry about that, especially driving in the snow, especially driving around anything like even in LA with curves and all sorts, even in the rain.
The rain. Because
it's not really
even in the sun.
Even just like going outside.
Yeah. But she has the low profile tires. So Greg got bigger tires that could go on there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, so, but that's your LA car, right? That'll stay in LA. I would think the tires would last, and I could be wrong, would last longer in a place like LA rather than Pittsburgh with the snow and the salt and the potholes and the bridges and the you know, it's just different terrain and different weather.
You should see the potholes here from all the rain.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh,
God.
Well, that's a shame.
It's crazy. But I love a good deal, girls. You know
that's
that.
Your traffic.
You do.
I'm so used to it. Doesn't bother me.
Yeah. When I was in Tampa, Kelly, how's your traffic down in Florida, down in Naples?
Horrible right now because it's in season.
Yeah. Okay. I was really taken aback. I'm like, oh, it's only 11 miles when I was down there. Oh my God. It took over an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
Crazy.
You know what? I just like when I'm in LA in particular, I just budget an hour. I just like, even as like, it's going to be an hour. I just give myself an hour because you just don't know how the traffic's going to change. Even in Pittsburgh, I do. I just think traffic's bad all around these days.
Yeah.
And it's just frustrating. So as much as I can cushion my time, and maybe it's always been bad. Maybe it's just me getting older and I'm just
exactly
getting a little more road rage.
Could just be I'm cranky and I'm old. It could be that.
I'm so used to it. It's just, and I listen to a podcast or, you know, dance in the car. I don't care.
Well, that's it. I feel like if I budget the time for it and there's traffic, it doesn't bother me. That doesn't bother, as long as I'm like, oh, I gave it an hour because I knew there was going to be traffic. It doesn't bother me because I've already had that mindset and I can manage that. It's when the traffic appears when it's not supposed to be there that I get annoyed. It's so different. I don't know why that is. I guess psychologically, one I'm prepared for, the other I'm not prepared for. So it just kind of sends me over the edge. So, but it's out of my control.
So Kenzie went to the airport the other day and she got there lickety split. And I called her, you know, she always says, Mom, I'm through security. And I said, where's Morgan? That's her publicist. She goes, she's stuck in traffic. There was much traffic in the airport because there's all this construction. Her flight attendants and the pilot they were all late. Thank goodness, because everybody was missing their flights because of the traffic.
Wow, that bad.
It was so bad. People were like Morgan said that people were getting out and running to the.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, I hate that. Wow. That is stress. Beyond stress.
Related to the airport, what was also causing me to fuss, maybe I should just go back to bed. That's just it. I need to go back to sleep because I'm cranky like a baby. The whole idea was that when you told me there was a coupon for Breeze, because we were just singing the praises of Breeze, trying to convince Kelly that she has to come visit Pittsburgh.
Yes.
And Breeze is a great alternative. It's a great
option. Affordable.
Oh, yes. And I fly Breeze to go to LA. And I just bought tickets for William's 21st birthday. That's coming up. Then Melissa tells me she got a coupon for Breeze.
34% off. That's a big.
That's huge. But I just bought my ticket.
Spring.
You guys are crazy.
And then Kelly's like, did you just buy within 24 hours? I'm like, well, it's not that recent. I bought like 3 days ago. So I can't even I can't use my coupon for that.
Yeah, but next time. So you can fly him home for Easter, or what's the next holiday after?
You should make a flight and do the coupon because you can change, right?
You're right. I could bank the other flight. It's a nice hack.
Girlfriend.
I can do that.
Wait, I didn't think once you book a flight, how can you change it?
Yeah, you can.
You can bank it and you can change it. Like the flight I booked, I can't use the coupon for the flight I booked, but I can bank that flight for a future flight.
And you guys scheming for 30% off.
Hell yeah.
Well, when you fly as much as we do.
Yeah. You too.
Made out of money. I'm not made out of money.
What an asshole for 30% off.
Holly, go out back. I saw those money trees in your yard. That was always our thing. You know, my kids would be like, I'd be like, no, you can't, when they were little, you can't have that. I can't afford it. And they're like, well, just go to that machine and get it out. I'm like, well, it's not in there. You know, they'd be like, just go get it. So you don't have it with you. Go get it.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Not
so
that easy.
Once a month, Greg just says, honey, you know, he did the bills early because he was going to Hawaii. And he goes, hun. And I'm like, Greg, I had to buy all those shoes because they were all on sale. And he goes, I know, but how about next month you try to I'm like, okay, I'll try.
Did you use your girl math on him? I saved you money by buying all those shoes because they were on sale.
Wait, I have to show. I'll show you when we're done. I bought these Steve Madden boots. Mm-hmm. I wore them to the Taylor Swift concert. Now I need to go to another one. They're silver sparkly. Yes, let's go. They were $38.
For sparkly boots. That's something you could probably only wear to a Taylor Swift concert. I might have to talk about you if you wear them somewhere else.
I almost wore them last night to Craig's. And I'm like,
that's a little much.
Because the paparazzi was there and I didn't want to. I'm glad I just wore my more conservative shoes.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. You've been warned, Melissa. Yes.
Kelly warned me.
She warned you. However, if you're still using Girl Math, you could fly to an international destination for a Taylor Swift concert.
I could.
Because you save money on those boots.
You'll save 33% boots on a flight on Greece.
Yeah.
So wear your $30 boots.
Yeah, there you go. There you like you a bargain.
Hey, speaking of flying and international, how about the one girl on our Patreon Live? Has been to like every Taylor Swift concert all over.
I love that.
Wow.
That's the way to live life. I love that.
Financial independence.
She probably saves money. I bet you she saves and saves. Good for her, you know?
Yeah. But she seemed young to be able to.
That's what I was going to say. I think that's youth. I think the youth this day, the younger people, I think they just live life totally differently. Like they seize the moment, seize the opportunities. They find those bargains and, you know, whether they're using their apps, and they just don't wait for like the special occasion. The special occasion is life. I'm living it. I'm enjoying it. I think their mindset is just so different and so refreshing. Like I wonder what I would be like if I was their age at this. I don't know. I'd be worried for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm like, would I get any work done? I don't know.
Yeah. You don't
hacked people.
What?
I think I'm hacked.
No.
Yes, I couldn't get on my computer when we started filming. Then I just got this thing from Mackenzie. And now my phone is saying it won't finish charging till my phone comes to normal temperature. Well, why would my phone not be at normal temperature? I'm inside my house. Like I'm sitting in the sun.
Don't open any of this. I'll help you after
that's call. Weird.
Do you have after time? Work. After work. I can help you.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you could be, Kel. Just be aware and call your IT girl, Melissa. I know you have her on speed dial to get that worked out. Because that's the last thing you need right now.
Oh, God.
That's the last thing anybody needs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And these scammers are getting more and more sophisticated.
If you get a UPS, I saw it on Good Morning America, and I get them all the time. I just go, doop, UPS delivery on your text message.
Yeah.
Don't open it. Swipe it off and then report junk because they can get on your phone.
And DHL, the delivery, I'll get an email that says, you know what? We can't deliver this. And you guys know we get packages every gosh darn day. Until you pay, and it's such a little amount, like $1.99. So you go in, you type in you pay the $1.99, and then boom, they have your info. So listeners, if you're listening, don't do it. If someone wants you to have that package, they'll get it to you. You don't have to pay.
Exactly.
No. Yeah. You know, and my thing is the USPS one, United States Postal Service.
Yeah.
When I see those come through, first of all, they don't contact you. That's just not that's just not their way.
No.
And they're not going to contact you and say, have a nice day. I have yet to get any correspondence from the United States Postal Service that says, have a nice day. That was the first giveaway. No. And my dad was a proud employee of the United States Postal Service. Like he wore that, like that was a badge of honor. And so we all,
as he should,
to go use UPS or FedEx was like almost sacrilegious in our house. Like,
that's funny. Greg's family too. You know, they were all same thing. Yeah. Three of his brothers and his dad were postmasters. Yeah.
Like exactly. Like if you're from the postal employee service, you don't go using another rival.
Yeah.
That's like someone who works at McDonald's. Like, and then they
eating at Wendy's.
Yeah, exactly. You don't do that.
I remember being at the dinner table and I said regular mail once. Oh my God. And it's so funny. Greg said, don't do that. And I love to jag him. I'm like, you know, I said that regular mail. And they'd be like, there's no such thing as regular mail. I'm like,
that's funny. Oh, did they go postal on you, Melissa?
First class. That is all I'm like, priority.
Those are fighting words. Choose your words carefully.
That is funny.
It is so funny.
But yeah, you know, that's something we'd never think about unless you had, you know, a government. What are they called? Social What is the service?
A civil servant.
Civil servant in your household. You know, you wouldn't think to, you know, to say something nasty about the post office in front of them. They'd be like, hey, you call my baby ugly.
Exactly. You don't think you're being offensive, but right. they take that, you know, that oath or whatever it is, that their job's very seriously and they're very passionate about it. So I love that. I love that.
I love, I love that too.
I also love that I can call out that they're not going to say have a nice day in a text mm-hmm. message to you. So that's a red flag.
That's so. a scam.
Well, moving on, because I could talk about Melissa's couponing all day, because mm-hmm. she can find some coupons, and I'm glad I got this Breeze one. This is our last episode, ladies, of Because Mom Said So.
I know.
It's like an end of an era. Sad. It is sad. It is bittersweet. It is all of those emotions that we know we carry and we share frequently with our listeners. And but we're going to end on a happy note. We thought, why not recap some of our favorite moments over the years of Because Mom Said So. I don't know how many episodes we've had. We've had quite a few episodes, but it would be fun just to talk and chat informally about some of the things that we remember, whether they make us laugh, smile, or whatever, about Because Mom Said So. So
yes,
but Holly, let's redirect all of our Because Mom Said So listeners to our Dear Dance Mom. So, you know, this is the end of Because Mom Said So, but it's not the end of us by any means.
No.
So go to, it's Dear Dance Mom, and we have hosts, and you, our listeners, are our hosts by asking us questions. And every week, it's on every week, we discuss your questions. And when you go to the Patreon and you join, you can see us.
Yes, absolutely. So, our lovely faces.
End of one thing and the beginning of something new. Change is always good. So we really hope to see all of you guys over at Dear Dance Mom on our Patreon. And you don't have to join the Patreon to hear us. You can do both.
Yep. Right. So best of both worlds. And to dovetail on that, I have to say, Dear Dance Moms, I think came out of honestly, one of my favorite moments of doing Because Mom Said So. So thank you to all of our listeners, because one of my favorite moments, and I think we could all agree, fan questions. We love fan mm-hmm. questions. We love answering fan questions. Our listeners loved us answering fan questions. So Dear Dance Moms really was kind of spinning off at this idea of like, you know what? Our listeners love fan questions. Let's make them our co-hosts with Dear Dance Mom. So we mm-hmm. have a whole new platform. We kind of recreated the podcast with everything we've learned from this podcast and to make it something that's really special. And so you're our co-host with your questions on Dear Dance Moms. But I would say the fan questions really helped us in thinking about what would be a good podcast for us in the future. And I loved getting our fan questions here. And because
I do too. It's fun.
What I like about the Dear Dance Moms is I've known you guys forever, but I've learned so much about you guys since yeah. we've done that, from answering the questions. Like things are learning about us, but I'm learning things about everybody.
I'm learning to have some new recipes and some new products, yeah. which I love. Like, you know, people love that too. And I do too.
Yeah.
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 We have think you know everyone. We think you know everyone, but we don't.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. What's some of your favorite, who are some of the favorite guests that we've had? Because we used to have them quite a bit and then we didn't, you know.
We didn't because the fans didn't want to listen to them. We had a yep. great time with our guests, but some people are like, we love it. But we did listen. I'm like, we do listen to people.
I love Sir Candleman.
I was going to say Sir Candleman. Yes.
I love him. I love him. I love him.
You know who I can't remember the name, Holly. It was your friend, the athletic guy.
I loved him too.
Padeo.
Padeo. Okay. Let's talk about Sir Candleman first and then Padeo.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, Kutzy, who's also known as Sir Candleman, he has an incredible presence on social media. I'm sure you've seen him. He's also written up in magazines. And every time I turn around,
and he has a book. Stuff.
Yeah,
and his own candle.
Mm-hmm. And his own candle now, and all these great collabs. And he's also does things with fragrances.
He does have his own candle now?
Yes.
I need to get one.
He has two, I think. He had one with, he's had two.
Patchouli. Yeah, I have them. They're fabulous.
They're great. Yeah.
And tell his story, Holly. Didn't he, when you first met him, and it was by chance, you met him on a trip, right?
Oh my gosh. So I've known Quincy for years. I've known him in a different capacity when he worked for Musical.ly and then he worked for TikTok. So
oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah, so that's my background with him, was like on a social
Got
media
it.
Side. But
I didn't know.
Since then, so we've always kept that kind of separate. And then he has always been interested in doing other things. And this has become his baby. And he has launched a whole business and brand about candles and fragrances. I believe he went to Stanford's business school. So he's a smart man. He is from South Africa. He's been in the US for a long time. And he knows a lot about business. And he is very passionate about candles. But where I worked with, where I really got to know him, was when we traveled to the Olympics, the Winter Olympics in Korea. And we spent 2 weeks together. That, as Nia was a correspondent for TikTok and NBC at that time. It was a really cool experience, but we got a lot of time together. And he's such a fascinating and cool person who does really interesting things with his life. But he's been able to make this brand a person, a connoisseur of candles.
It's amazing.
Worldwide issue. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love him.
Yeah, he was great. He's inspiring. He has a great story.
I need to get one of his candles.
And he's very successful. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I loved Barb too. She was so insightful.
I loved Barb too.
I did too. Peaceful Barb.
Mm-hmm. Who found her? You found her, Melissa. How do you know her?
I don't know who found her.
Holly? I follow her.
You did.
I love her. Yeah. I love her page. Her daughter's great too. It's all about positivity, mindset. She's a mindfulness. Inspiration. She has a story. Her story, if you don't know her story, I think everyone should go back into our archives and find Peaceful Barb's story, because it is inspirational what she was able to do even before she kind of transitioned. She was a businesswoman who owned like McDonald's franchises in Florida.
Love her.
Yeah, love she her. Was great. I really, everybody does, but you love the people who inspire you to get up, get out, do more. You know, mm-hmm. no yes. matter what it is, through work, through entertaining, through, you know, all this, the self-help. And,
you know, it's funny. When I went to my Vegas event last year, I didn't want to go because I was speaking at it. And I was so nervous because there's all these women that were like doctors and lawyers and like specialists. And I was like, oh my God, why did I say I was going to speak at this? Cause I don't have a degree. I'm just a mom. And it changed my life meeting all those fabulous women, because when they came for rehearsal, everybody looked like me. Everybody was in like leggings and sneakers, no makeup. And they were so incredibly sweet, and they made me feel so good about myself. It changed my life. Like, people can change your life. And I had a total outlook of people who are mean to me on social media and say lies about me. It's really funny. I really let it go. And that was from meeting these people. So that's how Barb is too, to me. I think that she makes you say, who cares if someone doesn't like you, or, you know, and the way your mind thinks, and it's pretty amazing.
Holly, you always had a good expression about people who don't like you.
I don't know what that
well would be. You'd say not everybody's gonna like you, and that's okay. Like, you don't need everybody to like you.
I stand by that. I am okay. You know what? It's okay if everyone doesn't like you, because I actually worry if everyone does like you, because that means like, how can you be okay for everybody? You can't, because you just, and it's okay if everyone doesn't like you. You like you, you have your friends, the people who know you like you. That's all that matters. And if you want to hear more about Barb and the people working, it's Peaceful Mind, Peaceful Life. That is her Instagram handle. And she it's all about promoting positivity, mindfulness. It's, you just want a little nugget of inspiration and to ground you, go on that Instagram page.
Yep.
Every day she has a gem.
I agree. Yeah. I love her and her daughter. They're real cute.
They are. Oh my gosh. They're so adorable.
But it's not. And I love the fact that she's really true. You know, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah. Like, you can tell it's not professionally filmed. It's not, you know, it doesn't have to be that. That's what people are drawn to.
Yep. Yeah. Authentic.
You know? It's authentic. It's true. It's honest. it's real. It's not always good, but it's enlightening, mm-hmm. you know?
And like a work in progress, like mm-hmm. she kind of, yeah, it's not like everything is figured out and it's like neat and tidy in a bow. Life is messy. Right. I liked her a lot. You know who else I like? I like Cheryl Burke. I love when she came on.
Yeah, oh yeah, I like
her. Has good me too.
Because she's a dancer. She was a dance teacher. She had worked at Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm. No, I like Cassie. Got to know her on the show. I didn't meet her on the show.
So my
it was neat for me to talk to her.
Oh, that's cool.
My friend Glenn has been friends with her for years and BP. So
Dancing with the Stars, yeah.
Dancing with the Stars. So, you know, she's very quiet. Like at first when I met her, I was like, oh, she's not very nice. Well, and she's so nice.
Oh, she's so nice. She reads the room, you know. Mm-hmm. You think she's one way, but she's really not, because she's just reading the room, getting to know everybody, getting to know where she fits in certain situations. That's how I saw her, because once she opened up, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's a fireball. She's got so much to say and so many good ideas and so
smart.
Many stories. Very, mm-hmm. very bright.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I do love Cheryl Burke. Well, I love her podcast too. She has a podcast.
Oh, that's right. She does. Yeah.
It's
Sex, Lies, and Suntans.
I was just going to say that. And then is that the name of
it?
Lies and Suntans.
I think that's the name of it. I could be
wrong. It's all about Dancing with the Stars. She has a lot of the stars and the dancers.
Well, it's there. Past guests. It's not people on there that are on there now, because I don't think they'd be allowed to be on it.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. But yeah, she has lots of the guests and the stars and the dancers. Yeah, it's very interesting. I do. Cheryl Burke has a story.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love her little freckles. She's so cute. When she has no makeup on, I'm like, oh my God, your skin is so beautiful.
But, she talks about at one point she didn't like her freckles. So it's so funny.
I know. I love her freckles. So, yeah. My kids put their freckles on. Actually, this thing is to do that.
Oh, a freckle maker? Me.
Yeah, this is one of Maddie's things from work. I don't use it. I just have it to have it. Because I have all this stuff just to have it.
Well, I know we want to talk about other, before we stop talking, I love Tadeo. You mentioned him. And I love Dr. Judith Jameson.
Judith.
Oh, I love her. I love her Instagram. Yes. Let's go back to Tadeo.
Okay.
What's he up to these days?
Tadeo's doing great. He's thriving. He's happy. He's still working with a variety of people. I look at his Instagram and he has these amazing workouts, some on the beach, some at people's, like in their personal gyms. He works a lot with his sisters who are part of Syncopated Ladies, and he gets them ready for tours. He prepares athletes.
Like and big just, teams, like big yeah. teams, basketball
yeah.
teams.
Yeah.
Holly, remember Mackenzie and Nia would go in our backyard and they worked out together with him.
Yes, that's absolutely right.
Yeah, I remember seeing that on someone's Instagram.
He's a doll.
Syncopated Ladies, Hall. That's what I was thinking. I knew he was connected so that he's their brother.
Yes. That's he's their so brother, cool. personal yeah. trainer. He gets them ready. Because you know, when you're tap dancing for like an hour and a half straight, you need that endurance and stamina. So he has them working hard. And those ladies are in beautiful and impeccable shape. So I know Nia, when she gets done with schools, her plan is to start working out with him again. Because it's not just about the workouts, which is, of course, important. It's a mindset. He's so positive.
Yeah, he's so positive. That's
so good.
So positive. Happy all the time. Every time you see him, he's happy.
Yep. He sends me notes. He just sends me text messages.
And
says, yeah. And he says, I hope you're doing fabulous. I'm thinking about you today. And I'm like, you are the best man ever.
Yeah.
Yes. He's just like a ball of positivity. And so like when you're working out with you feel good. You don't feel bad. Like that's how I felt when we were talking to him. I didn't feel like, oh, I'm so bad. I don't work out. I'm so lazy. No, he just comes, his approach is totally different. He just not beating you up, making you feel like you're just not capable of doing the workout. He's very empowering.
Yeah, look, he says, you look like a supermodel mom. Let's catch up soon. And he sends me, good morning. How is life? Miss you. Spread light and joy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed.
So if you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast.
Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster.
And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey.
As I told you before, my girlfriend Tiffany has used Indeed several times every time that she needs an assistant or, you know, anything for her business. And she said it's her favorite site. And that's the only site she uses.
Students are graduating from college, so you're going to have people who are at the top of their class, who have new ideas, who are really good matches for you using Indeed. I know quite a few college graduates who are on Indeed, and they're looking for jobs, and they are accessible. They have the latest knowledge and
resource. It is. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/mom. Just go to Indeed.com/mom right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/mom. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yes, and in a minute, we've been talking to you. 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So get unparalleled access to job seekers with over 350 million unique visitors globally, according to Indeed data, and an extended reach through Glassdoor.
You know, I want to say I loved our last guest, Cassie, because she is so good to her kids. She's hard. She's young. She's 30. And she's such a good teacher. And I saw that with, like, when Max came here, really hard worker. And she cares about the kids. Like, she cries when they're on stage, you know, that's what, and she really wants the best for them. And I think that's really important as a, you know, coming from a mom of a dancer, you want a teacher that cares about you.
Yeah,
absolutely. I love to hear her experience filming her show. I was in awe of that. That was so fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's hard to talk to someone else about the show if they haven't been on a dance show like that. So it was really kind of cool to talk to someone who had that experience. And there are things like, well, did you do this? Did you do that? And to hear her reactions and her stories. I was like, oh, that's kind of fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really enjoyed talking to her too. That was fun.
Her kids were just on America's Got Talent.
Oh, good. Did they do well?
I don't know. I don't think that. Yeah, they flew them. There was like a lot of kids flew them here.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, I love to hear that. I hope that's they did good.
Well, we hope for the best for them.
Keeping fingers crossed. We love sending out positive vibes and energy. Oh, I love that. I love that. And before we wrap our guest recap, then we can go and talk about their stuff. Dr. Judith Joseph.
Oh.
Yeah, she talk about smart. Right.
Smart, yeah.
Good, but fun really? Too. Like she has her PhD. Look at her Instagram. It's so fun.
It is actually fun.
Dr. Oh, Judith. Fun. I thought you said her son.
No, oh, fun. No.
Fun. Fun.
Yes.
Oh, she's hilarious.
And all entertaining all in one. Yeah.
Her skits are hilarious.
They are good.
Yeah. But she makes her point. She gets her point across. Mm-hmm. You know, people watch them, people get it. Yeah, she's clever.
She is. I like that she talked about like menopause. We had so many questions about, you know, just being women and being taken seriously and like, what to look for or not to look for, what you should be worried about. It just made me start thinking about my health in a very different way, because I think as women, as moms, sometimes we think of, we take care of everybody else, but we don't take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, ourselves, that courtesy of self-care. Mm-hmm. And I really liked the way that she framed that. I was like, oh yeah, I do. And to be taken seriously too. And what kind of questions to ask your doctor. I thought she was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree.
Wait, I have one. I have two more actually I want to mention.
Ooh, yeah.
P.S. I made this.
Oh, yeah.
She was wonderful. On a lighter note, she was great. Yes. She's interesting, charming.
You know, she's my friend.
Yeah. People love that because her name should be Pinterest, right?
Yes.
She's all that. Everything she does is something you'd see all over Pinterest. You Google something, she'd figure out how to do it better, how to make it, how to throw a party, how to make cheese look like cars, you know, all kinds of stuff. I really enjoyed her.
Yeah.
And then you guys are going to kill me. Who? I want to say her name was Tracy, the dancer who got noticed when she was doing the movie Risky Business, maybe? No, she had one line in a movie. She was working at a fast food restaurant. And she leaned out and said, "Here's your Coke, sir," something like that.
And she was a guest on our show.
She was a guest on our show.
What?
She was a dancer.
Oh, are you talking about?
Who am I talking about?
Your friend, Melissa, who was on Dancing with the Stars 2, who won. It's not Winokur.
Marissa, did we have Marissa on the show?
Maybe.
Yes. Marissa, who was also on Hairspray.
Yes,
it was Hairspray. Yeah.
It's
was
Marissa.
The Hairspray girl.
I was like, yeah, and she lives right by Maddie.
She might have been my favorite. Something about her.
She was cute.
I loved. What's her name, Melissa?
Marissa. Yeah,
Whitaker,
or I never can pronounce her name. She's amazing.
I loved her. And she talked about her son and on the tennis court. And she's like, "Oh my, you're a f-ing champion. I will never forget that."
Yep.
Remember? Yeah. She was good.
I really enjoyed her.
She's so positive. I mean, I love her because she's so much fun and she's a class act, you know, because Kenzie was in a show with her and Kenzie was stressed and she took her under her wing. And and now her son, you know, she's like obsessed with her son, like, you know, and he's away at tennis school.
That's right. But what was the show where she got noticed? She had like a little teeny cameo. She was, I hate to say nobody, but she wasn't an actress. And that scene got her noticed.
I wonder, isn't that funny?
I don't know. I must have missed that part of the interview. I know her from Hairspray. So to me, I'm like, she's always been like an amazing actress. But maybe they're like, you have to start somewhere. And I'm sure she didn't start there. But that's probably where she got noticed.
She's so story. Cute.
She's really cute. I do like her. Cute, which is so funny because she's a grown woman of a teenage kid. But she's when you think of her, when you meet her and you hear her,
she's so sweet.
Yeah, she is sweet.
Okay, we can move on. But I had to name those two.
And we had so many others too. Yeah. We had Super Bowl. We had people who played in the NFL.
Oh my God, your friend down in Oklahoma. I love him.
So we had so many people. We could keep going on and on. But which is so funny because we're going on the things that we liked and probably our listeners didn't care for so much.
So we went along.
I did love Gus. Yeah,
shoot.
I did. Gus Frat. I loved him. I thought he was great. I think he's great. I learned so much. I'm like, he has a record in the NFL and it's, his perspective is good, especially for people who don't know football.
Yeah.
As well as some of the other people. But
hey, okay. Speaking of football, since we're all from Pittsburgh, I mean, that's like our home base.
Yeah.
How about they got rid of Kenny Pickett?
I know. That was all over the news. I was traveling and I was like,
All I heard when we were traveling over the weekend. They got rid of poor Mitch Trubisky, but he's happy now. He's back in Buffalo, and he has his deal.
He's doing well.
He's doing well, and he and his wife and little baby, they're happy. But I just thought it was hysterical. Kenny Pickett was the new Messiah.
I know.
And then he's gone. You know, Holly, the story is he asked to be cut, traded.
Yes.
He asked to be traded because.
Wonder why?
Because they didn't like the guy they brought in.
They brought in Russell Wilson, who's a legend. Like he's a legend, and he was going to be. Here's the thing: Russell Wilson only has a 1 year contract, so you only had to be second
one
QB for 1 year.
he didn't want to do that. So he has to be traded.
But there's more to the story. Where he was traded, they also brought in a big name quarterback. So either way, he would have been the second guy.
Yeah.
He would have started out second and had to work his way to gain his.
Exactly.
Funny.
Exactly. It is funny. Okay. We've learned to appreciate that. I appreciate that. You know what I love about our show?
What? You.
I love you. I love you. I love you. besides our love for each other, I love how we talk about favorite TV shows and what you're watching. I got some of my favorite new shows and movies to watch listening Me to too. You ladies making recommendations. Yeah.
Well, you know how I got a lot of movies was our lives that we do on our Patreon. All of our guests tell us things to watch.
That is true. They do. They do. I'm like, what? Yeah. I didn't know about it. Yeah, that is true. They have some good ones too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And well, because Netflix and Hulu, there's some really good stuff out there.
Yes.
I mean, I don't
know what I watch.
Well written.
I have no brain.
Smart.
I don't either. It just goes away. It goes to God. That's what we say.
Yeah.
It just goes
Like the shows I've been watching lately, like movies, the endings are so terrible.
Oh, I hate that.
I don't understand why. Like, it ends and like it's
there's nothing's tied up. You're right, Cal. I thought that too recently. I'm like, what is going on?
Every movie I've watched lately, it's like, are you kidding me? The movie's over? Like, what is happening with everybody? Like, I don't know. I thought maybe it was me.
Like the J-Lo movie, I was really disappointed because I wanted more. And then she came out with a documentary and it still wasn't enough. I was like, wait, it's just not, you need to go a little further.
Yeah.
And I
agree with you guys. I agree with you, Kel. Last couple of things Erno and I have watched. We watched one movie and we're like waiting for it to all be tied up.
Then it's over.
No, it black screen. We literally looked at the lights. We thought the electricity went out. I swear to God, we're like, so that's our big tagline now. Oh, we're going to have black screen now? Just blank, nothing.
Wow.
Because they didn't tie anything up? Yes.
I don't like that. You know what I don't like? I don't like when I watch a movie that gets all the hype and then I go to watch it and I'm like, I don't get it.
I've done it.
I understand it.
I agree with that too.
I'm like, I can't even finish it because I don't even understand what the people are talking about. I don't get it. And I'm like, this is like amazing. I'm like, I don't get it. I'm not watching it.
That's cool.
Life's too short. I have to move on.
That's like beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
I guess.
Some people love it. I'm like, what? That was stupid. And it made no sense. And just because you advertise it doesn't mean it's good.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
I think they talk things up and we're like, womp womp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
With all of my artistic background.
What was that noise? Did somebody just open a bottle of champagne?
No, that was my back scratcher. I hit it on my chair.
I'm hoping for champagne.
Look, I had to get a new chair. It's like, look, can you see? It's this
clear,
uncomfortable. Yeah.
Is it uncomfy?
It's real comfy.
Oh, that's
my,
good.
My cat scratched my other one up.
Bobby loves that. You know what one of my favorite episodes that we did was the one on gender reveals.
Oh, yeah.
That was a long time ago, but we were so like fired up about
gender
reveals. And for a while we were sharing different videos about gender reveals. Yeah.
And the mishaps.
Yeah.
You know, the little kid running out with a balloon and lets it go and it floats away. And they're like, everybody's spinning around like, whoa. that's almost as bad as dark screen, black screen.
That is exactly right.
Game over.
that's the blank screen of gender reveals. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys remember? That was early on.
That was a long time ago. Mm-hmm.
Wonder what topic we talked about on our very first episode.
Oh.
God, we'd have to go back.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Read the title.
No. I don't even remember yesterday.
I wonder
God knows.
Yeah.
God has it. What'd you say?
This is going back, like, because I mean, gender reveals was one, but that wasn't the first topic. But I'm just thinking, what was the first topic?
Oh, this is fun recapping. Hey, guys, we're at like 54 minutes.
Are we? Oh, yeah. I guess I'll come to the end. Anything else that people, I love hearing your traditions. I did like hearing the traditions.
Oh, Holly, you have all the good ones. You're right.
I just can't I enjoyed the podcast so much. I learned so much from you ladies. Recipes, mm-hmm. traditions. I really did. Yeah. There were so many things. Yeah. I just kept writing things down. Like, what did I love from the show?
Super Bowl parties, recipes. You're right. Those were great.
Yeah.
Easter gifts, Christmas traditions.
Yes.
I did my Easter baskets yesterday.
Oh,
you did already?
Easter's so early this year.
I'm ready for it.
I gotta go get my bikinis. Sweet. I think I'm gonna go. Are the bikinis out at Target?
Oh yeah, and they're so cute this year. Their stuff is their
Target is the bomb.
They're killing it right now with stuff.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna go. All right, I gotta go, guys. I gotta get to Target.
Yeah, before they're all gone. They're really good this year.
Well, I guess it's time to say goodbye.
I know.
But not goodbye. See you later.
Nope.
Dear Dance Moms.
Yes. That's
right. Goodbye for now. We'll see you next week on Dear Dance Mom. And we because really, mom said so. I mean it. You guys, because mom said so. You guys are going to love it.
You'll learn lots about us.
And get even to see more. Us. It's like a little meet and greet every week.
Yeah, because right now I didn't brush my teeth. I still have five crusties.
You can tell when we do
put a filter on it.
Your Dance Moms, we have to shower for.
Yeah. I mean it is.
So I'm really gonna miss because mom said so, because I never shower for this one. I roll out of bed and do it.
You're right. And I think if you've missed seeing us on Dance Moms, if you watch Dear Dance Mom, you feel that sense like, oh my gosh, my mamas are back. They're back. Yeah. You see our expressions and our interactions with each other. It's pretty darn special.
It is.
Yeah.
I love our facial expressions. That's funny.
I mean, too. Oh,
God. We say a lot with our faces. Yes.
Yep. Some things never change, people. Oh
my gosh. That's so funny.
Yes. Well, and our listeners call us on it.
Yes. They do. But thank you everybody for being such a loyal listener. And, you know, we love you all. And send us questions for Dear Dance Moms.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys are keeping us rolling. We love the questions. And let me just make a disclaimer. It doesn't have to be, it could be about anything.
Anything, yeah.
Anything. I have a hangnail. What do you do for that? Anything. I've been watching Melissa pick her hangnail.
Sorry.
But that's my point. Put a little Neosporin on it. Snip it. You're nuts.
It's driving me nuts.
Anything. We're open for you guys. The door is open.
Yes.
Come on in.
Yes, it is.
Hey, I made 2 loaves of bread yesterday painted. The first one wasn't great. The second one, and I didn't take a picture, but I made it for BP for his birthday. And he said,
oh, you made birthday bread.
I made birthday bread. And he said so many of it. He was like, but I did 2 loaves. It wasn't very pretty.
I can't believe you painted your bread. I told you I was going to not be friends with you anymore if you have enough time to paint bread.
It took like literally 2 minutes. And it looked like it did, but I know how to do it now. So
I'm impressed.
Yeah. Well, I'm waiting for mine to be shipped.
Ship it to you. Overnight delivery.
Yes.
It's going to be in your Easter basket.
Yes. Yeah. It'll be like a brick by the time it gets there. Because that
ain't a bunny on it. I want a bunny.
You guys know the homemade bread you have to eat within a day because it doesn't have any preservatives. So then it gets stale.
You can overnight it to me.
Well, you can. You just have to
eat the whole life, the whole loaf in one sitting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
I made some for Maddie yesterday and dropped it off while I was getting my tires. So, yeah.
All right, guys. Until next time.
We'll see you later.
Thank you for listening. Because mom said so.